Kirbos Yopal is good. Today's daf is good and daf Tes Zion. And we're here at the bottom of Tes Vav. I'm a base at the bottom. Last line. If you remember from yesterday, right, we had started talking about, yesterday's daf talked about a combination of factors leading to the get, Kiyam HaGet, right? If you use the Takana of Fanechtam on the one for one signature, and let's say, for example, Kiyam Shtars Ba'ama, two Edim on the other signature. So the Gemara had to digress to different Shilas in terms of combining two different things, combining two different mechanisms and different realms of Halacha. So that way, at the end, we had Boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked the following shaila. They said, "Yadayim tahoros tachatzayin, or ein tahoros tachatzayin. Can you be matar? Can you wash your hands halfway? Right? Does that work?" And then we went through all different permutations of how that works because we have different halachos already about netilas yadayim and how washing hands works. So it can't be any of the ones that we have in a mishnah. So the last thing we had said was in the second last line was lo tzricha dika mashke tofeach. It suggested that maybe it's the case where the one part of the hand, right, we suggested maybe you're washing one half of the hand and then the second half, but the first half still has, right, liquid that is wet enough to be considered as if it is one contiguous washing. So now the Gemara has a problem with that. And the Gemara says like this, V'chei'ika mashke tofeach mayhavi. Who cares, right, if there's still moistness, right, on the first half of the hand. That's not what the Mishnah. Hanitok v'akatafres v'mashka tofeach. In those three cases, eno chibur, lo l'tumah v'lo l'tara, those three things do not combine. And before we explain what those three things are, right, therefore the implication would be that in our case, where it's somewhat moist, somewhat wet, right, it would not combine to have it one contiguous netilas yadayim. One of those three cases. So nitzok is pouring, when basically you're pouring from one container that's tameh or one container into one container that's tahor or vice versa. We do not say that we're going to connect, right, the tameh liquid to the other tameh liquid, to the tahor liquid, and then, you know, mess things up. Vakatafras is a case where there's a mountain slope that has a very very steep kind of river water slash, you know, waterfall type thing flowing down it. So we're not going to say that the top connects the bottom. Let's say if it's like one pool of water into another pool of water. And similarly, like the last case of Mashka Tofeach, that is a case where you have one long either bowl or sort of trough or some sort of bath, whatever, and you have two pools of water, and in the middle there's enough liquid, there's enough moistness that theoretically, right, you might think that it would connect the two, even though if one's tummy and one's tahar. Right, so we don't necessarily connect the two. So anyway, but long story short, we're saying over here in the case that even if the one part of the hand was wet, right, from that last case, right, it seems to imply from one part of the hand was still slightly moist, it still wouldn't connect, right, the two washings. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha, really, Ilfa's case was the ika tofeach la'tfiach." Right, he has an even more moistness. Right, even a higher level of moistness, meaning that, again, if you can imagine like a long trough and you have two pools of water on one side and the other, right, and there's one of them is taller, one of them is tummy, and in the middle, right, it's like, let's say it's sloped up a little bit, so in the middle there's a little bit of wetness. So we had just said before that doesn't connect. But here, in this case, we're suggesting that perhaps there's more wetness, right, on the hand than in that case. And therefore, that was his shaila, right, if it's more wet than just a little bit, and mashka tofeach, right, if it's tofeach latfiach, meaning it will moisten something else, it will cause something else to get moist if you touch it, so maybe that would be considered, right, one single washing together. So the problem with that is that hanami tanina, right, that's also a brisa, right, tofeach latfiach, chibur, right, that is going to connect it. I mean, that wouldn't be the shaila. So the Gemara says, Dilma lin mikvaos Rabbi Yehudi. So the Gemara says, maybe that brisa is only for mikvaos, right? And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What's that? It's not what's in the Mishnah. Mikvah sheish bo v'bayim sa mechuvanos. So you have a mikvah, right? The minimum shear for a mikvah is 40 sa. How many liters is that? How many gallons is that? I don't remember, but 40 sa. I don't remember. Fine. 40 saw. I don't want to say anything incorrect. So 40 saw, right, it's a lot of water, right? Usually when we go to a mikvah, it's much more than that. But, either 40 saw is the bottom line, right, minimum shear for a mikvah. And then, you can imagine, right, if you go into a mikvah, right, and the mikvah is even, 40 saw even, when you come out, obviously, it'll have less than 40 saw, because inevitably you take some water out with you. So the case is, we'll skip the parentheses because they don't really make any sense over here. Two people go into the mikveh, and they one after the other, right? And one guy goes in and comes out, another guy goes in. So the Mishnah says logically, Rishon Tar Vasheni Tame. Now the first guy is going to be Tar because you need the minimum share of 40 sah for a mikvah. But when that guy comes out, he's definitely taking some minimal amount of water with him. So then it's less than 40 sah. So the second guy who goes in is not going to be Tar. He's going to say Tame. Rabbi Yehuda, oh man, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the first guy's legs were touching the water, right? I mean, if it wasn't fully out of the water yet, we can assume, as Rashi says over here, we assume good achis, we assume that the waters are connected, even though that the completion of the 40 saw is on this guy's body, but we assume since he's touching the surface of the water, we assume good achis. That's a halacha probably, you know, familiar from Sukkah or maybe from Erevin or whatever. But so maybe we assume that the water is touching, and therefore the whole thing is good. So maybe that's what the Bryce is talking about, right? And therefore it's not shaykh to us whatsoever. I mean, we're just talking about mikvahs. So therefore, and according to that, right, and therefore, if you're telling me that Bryce is only talking about mikvahs, so therefore, Ilfa's shayla could be right, that somebody is wet enough to moisten something else. Right, and we haven't yet learned that halacha because we don't learn that halacha in a different realm, and that may not necessarily translate over here. It's in the Tzidah Zudan. Okay, either way, the Gemara doesn't really answer that. I mean, that's just Ilfa's shayla, right? It's in the Boya del Ifshita, is a question that was not answered. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this. Hari Amru, it was said in the Beis Medrash, or by the Chachamim, Havei Rosho Veruba B'mayim Shuvim, Havei Rosho Veruba B'mayim Shuvim, Vitar Shinafal Al Rosho, Val Rubo, Shlosh Alugin Mayim, So again, this is requires a little bit of background. This is basically there's a halacha, right? There's a gzeira that I'm trying to remember which gzeira it is. We'll do the second one. Yeah, okay, fine. So basically, back in the day, right? Again, people very often would go to mikvahs. Mikvahs back in the day were not so clean. Right now, there's Baruch Hashem, we have pretty clean mikvahs. But people would go to these mikvahs and then they would wash themselves. Obviously, they would clean off right all this liquid. So Chazal were nervous that people would think right that's like they would take a shower. So the people were nervous that people would think that it's the shower that's metahir them, and they would skip the mikvah altogether, right? Because if you have let's say a legal Jewish halachic procedure, right, and the first stage is not so pleasant, and then the second stage is more pleasant, right? Let's say you go to the mikveh, which is kind of gross, and then you go to a shower, which is obviously more comfortable. So people will very often think that that's one long process, and maybe they will come to skip the shower. So basically, Chazal basically said that if a person washes themselves, right, if a person goes to the mikvah, right, goes to the shower or a bath, right, that's the first one, right, rosho verubo b'mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim is not good water for mikvah, right, it literally means water that has been drawn, so it's not good for a mikvah. So if you then, after going to the mikvah, then wash yourself in that, your head and most of your body in this type of bad water, right? Not bad water as in like gross water, but bad water for a mikvah, right? Or if someone's tahor and then falls into, right, three lug of mayim shuvim, so then in both cases, those are going to be tamei because Chazal didn't want people just kind of skipping that first stage of going to the mikvah. But Rabbi Yirmiyah, and then Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, right? Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that's the din, and then he asked the following shayla, chetzio v'biya v'chetzio benafila, right? Again, according to this theme that we're kind of doing half and half, right? Let's say the guy dipped himself in a mikvah. I mean, that's half and half, right? Those are two procedures, right? Someone naflu al rosho veruba. I apologize, I didn't explain that right. I mean, someone who had three lug of water poured on him, right, is also tamei. So if the person did half and half, right, he stuck half his body in the mayim shuvim, in the pool of water, in the bath, or whatever, and then took a shower, right, and say he had a bath shower, like my kids like to take, right, so if he had half a shower and half a bath, right, instead of, putting his entire body, doing one of those two procedures, is he also tamei from the Xer of the Rabbanan, so the Gemara says, teku, right, we don't have an answer for that. Amru Papa, Papa says, Hari Amru, Balkari, Chola, Shinasu, Love, Tishakab, Mayim, Tahor. Right? For Baal Keri, again, this also requires some background. Ezra Sofer was metakein that a Baal Keri, someone who sees some sort of seminal emission, right, has to go to the mikvah before learning Torah or davening, whatever it is. So basically, so that was obviously not an easy Xera, and sure enough, it didn't last, right? It was batel. But at the time, there were gozer that if the balkari is sick, so then he can just have this kind of take a shower. He can have 9 kav of water poured on him. That's what Rav Papa is saying. That they said. I mean, that was the Xera Chachamim that you can kind of satisfy this Xera of Ezra, right, by having 9 kav of water poured on him. But by Rav Papa asked, Chetze b'tefila v'chetze b'nesina amai. What about if he did half and half, right? If he did half of his body in the mikvah, and then he had 9 kav on the other half of his body, right? He poured the water on another kav, half of his body. So amai, what's the halacha? So also take you over here. Okay. Echad omer b'fani nechtav, echad omer b'fani nechtav, right? If you split it, you have one guy said, right, b'fani nechtav, it was written by me, I saw the writing, and I know it's Lishma, and another aide comes and says, right, he saw the chasima, so that's no good, you have to have the shliach, right, saying b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav, you can't split it between two people. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shonu ela she'ina get yotze mitachas yidei shneim. That is only that you can't split two people, if only one of them was the shliach, right? But I will get yotzei mitachas yidei shneim. But if both of them are the shlichim, if both of them are bringing the get, so then kosher, right? Then that's fine. Now Rashi explains over here, right, that what's the hell going on? Just to skip the second line in Rashi over there, kasavar shneim sheviu get ein tzrich lamar for nechta v'nechtam. Apparently, what we're holding over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is holding over here that two people who bring a get don't have to say v'nechta v'nechtam because the time of the reason, whole reason for v'nechta v'nechtam is mishum she'in edim mitzvah in the kaimo, because according to Rava, right, and even Rava agrees to Rava, right, that you have to have edim there to ratify the get v'rei edim mitzvah in the kaimo. What do you mean? These guys are right here. So if you have two edim as the shlichim, so then they don't have to say v'nechtam v'nechtam, right? And therefore, if you split it, obviously, right, it's kosher, then it's totally fine. So says the Gemara, Alma Kasav, apparently we're holding the shneim sheviu get medina se'am, ain't tzrichin shom v'nechtam, right? Just like Rashi explained, right? Apparently we're holding that two people who come with a get don't have to say, right? It's only one person who has to say v'nechtam v'nechtam. Amalei Abaye says, Elamayata, but 1 second. Seifa, what about the second part? I mean, there's a lot of parts of the Mishnah, but what about a later part of the Mishnah? Tekatani, we said, shneim omrim b'fneinu nechtav. Right, two people saw the ksiva, the writing. And one guy said he saw the signatures. In that case, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So time of day, get yotzei mitachas yidei shneim. Apparently, what do you see? Right, that's the only reason we're having this whole discussion is that if it's only one shliach, it's not two shlichim. I'll get yotzei mitachas yidei shneim. But if the two guys are the shlichim, so then machshir upon it. And then apparently the chachamim would say, in that case, that it's kosher, because that's what we just said up top. So I'm like, he said, yeah, in Echanami, that's what they would hold. The problem is, v'chi ain't get yotzei mitachas yidei shneim, but my pligi. But if you're telling me the get is, if only one of the, meaning, if only one of them, right, you indicate, right, if the two aidim coming and say, right, that's what, you don't have to say that, that's fine. But if you have one aid, one shliach coming saying, what's machogas? Meaning, why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say that that's fine? Meaning that he didn't say v'fanechtam v'fanechtam. Right? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? So Gemara says, Mar Savar Gazunan Dilma Asya Lachlufi Bikim Shtars De Alma Be'ed Echad. Rabbi Yehuda's the Chachamim are nervous that there's a gzeira over here. Meaning that's the machogas. The Chachamim are nervous about a gzeira that maybe since the aid didn't say v'fanechtam, but he only said one of them, so we're gonna get it mixed up, right, with the Kiyum Shtaris in general, right, and they might think that that's also okay with one aid. But Marsav, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, logos yunan lishnachuna, logos yunan, simply, right, we're not gozer there, right, since you have two other aidim about the ksiva, right, no one's gonna say that this is a case of Kiyum Shtaris. Okay, lishnachuna, another version of this back and forth, which is gonna be exactly the opposite, actually. Even in that case, when you have one guy saying b'fani nechtav and one guy saying b'fani nechtav, even if both of them are shluchim, then they're apostle. So Alma Kasavar, apparently, what is Rabbi Yochanan holding according to this language? Apparently, he holds that even if you have two eidim, two shlichim that are coming with this get, they both have to say v'nechtam v'nechtam. So Abaye said to him, Elamiyata, but that's true. What about Seifa Dekatani? What about a later part of the Mishnah that says, Shnayim Omrim B'fneinu Nechtav, V'echad Omrim B'fneinu Nechtav, right? Two of them say they saw that it was written, Lishma, and one of them says, I saw the signature. One aid says, I saw the signatures. Possible for Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, right? It's Machlokes Tanakam and the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Kosher. So Filo get Yotzei Midachat Deishneim, Pasle Rabbanan. Apparently, you're telling me, according to this version, it says Rabbi Yochanan, that even if the Edom themselves, the two Edom are Shlichim, then Rechamim would say it's possible. So I'm really in. He said, well, yeah, that's what they hold. So, but my Kamifiki problem is, what's the Machogas? Right? Mar Sarver the Fisha'im became the Shema, Mar Sarver the Fisha'im Edom between the Kaimo. Whereas apparently, what's the Machogas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Right? That Mar Sarver, which one, who is. That the Chachamim holds right because they're like holding like Rabbah, right? That the Fisha'im became the Shema, right? And therefore, you don't say B'fanechta Fanechtam, right? So that is no good. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that all we're nervous is about is Edom Mitzvah the Kaimo and the Beseder. So therefore, if you have two Edom, if you have two Shlichim, so then you have Edom that are Mitzvah the Kaimo. So the Gemara says, well, okay, but one second, hold on. We just did the whole back and forth, right? And if you remember the beginning of the Masechta, that, you know, Rabbah, Rava, who is the Machogos Tanayim, who holds what? So if you tell me that that's the Machogos over here, Lema the Rabbi Rabbi Tanahi, that could have made life much simpler. Right? If this is actually Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are holding one like Rabbi, one like Rava, so you could have just said that Rabbi and Rava are arguing Machogos Tanahi and be done with it. So Gemara says, no, because Rabbi Mataris Lakrishna Kama, that Rava and Rava, well, either way, right, could have answered up this whole back and forth according to their own shitas, and they don't necessarily line up. Exactly, right? We have to rephrase how the Machlokas is. Rava would learn simply like the first language, right? That Rabbi Yochanan holds that two shlichim who come with a get don't have to say b'fanechta nechta, right? The first way we learn that back and forth. For Rabba Amar Lecha, Rabba would say to you that no, he holds like the second way that we understood this, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if two Edom come, right, if they don't say b'fanechta nechta, it's possible. Right? And d'kuli amo b'inyan l'shma, and everybody as Rabba holds, everybody requires that the get has to be written lishma. What's the case over here? Lachar shalomdu. It's after, right? Everybody knows in the chutzlar. Right, if you remember, we said in the Gemara before that at some point the people in chutzlar got smart and they held of this din of lishma. So apparently, we're dealing with over here where a case where the chutzlar, the chutznikim know about this halacha of lishma. So then why would the chachamim say it's possible? So gzeira shemi yavar yachzer davar lekulukum ifligi. The machlokas is simply whether we're nervous as to whether we'll get to a point where they'll forget about this din of lishma and go back to how it used to be. Tamasover gazrina, masover lo gazrina. Right, we're nervous that right, the chachamim hold that we are gozer, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not, and therefore he would say that it's kosher. Okay, so the Gemara says v'lifel nami Rabbi Yehuda bereisha. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue in the first case, in this case before, meaning that by the case where we said that if the two shlichim, right, was in one, bring the get, one says b'fanei nechtam, and one says b'fanei nechtam, right, the Tanakhama said it was possible, right, the Chora, right, you could assume that Rabbi Yehuda, right, doesn't disagree over there, because he only mentioned it disagrees later, right, but over here, if you're telling me that we're not concerned about it, we're going back, right, so you have, b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara says, Hayitmar Allah, Amar Ula, Cholokai Rabbi Yehuda, Av Parishona. Yeah, Enechinami, right, that Rabbi Yehuda, right, did in fact argue in their first case. Mazar Roshi, Ula, or Roshi said, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Bezu, Velova Acheres. Right, the Bryce, we had said that Rabbi Yehuda only argues in this case, meaning at the end, when we had two Edom on the Ksiva and one Ed on the Chasima, right, that's where where the Mishnah mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda argues, that it says it's Kasher, that's the only place he argues. So Lav Lemute, Echad Omer, right, isn't that excluding the fact that the first case, right, that we just mentioned, that you just said that he actually also argues in? So Gemara says, no, not really. Right, that excludes the case. What case does Rabbi Yehuda agree in? That he doesn't argue? The first case, right, where a guy said, right, that he saw the chasima, but not the ksiva. Right, sagadad chamina, because you might have thought to say, hovelo gozer Rabbi Yehuda gzeira shemi yachzer davar lekulo. Right, since you might have thought to say, meaning, why do you have to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in that case? Right, because obviously it's not written, right, it doesn't mention that he argues, because you might have thought that since he doesn't care, right, he's not, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned that things will go back in chutzlars to the way they were, and to the point where they didn't know about lishma. So there, he's not gozer in that case. He doesn't make that gzera. He doesn't have that chashash. So dilma also the chlifu ki mishtaros be'edechad namilo gozer. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda also, right, is not concerned, right, that people will think that it is one aid confirming the shtar, that they'll get confused, right, with ki mishtaros. Maybe he's not gozer for ki mishtaros either. So therefore, kamash malan, Rabbi Yehuda does say, right, in the case when the first guy just says about the, doesn't mention the, Just mention the ksiva, because maybe people will get it confused with kiyum shtaros in general. They'll think that maybe one aid, right? One aid is coming to testify only about the chasima, only about the signature on the get. Right? It doesn't say anything about the ksiva. That's very similar to kiyum shtaros ba'alma. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh, right? That will get confused, and therefore, right, in that case, he will agree with the Tanakhama that it is in fact possible. Okay, we're gonna hold it here. We'll go right through the Hedek Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.